This week's Torah reading is called Noach, which is the name of the main character of the flood and so on. After the flood, there's a very interesting story with the three children of Noach, Yafes, Shem, and Ham. The Torah says that Noach, when he left the ark after the flood and so on, he planted a vineyard and he produced wine and he drank the wine and he was actually drunk within his tent. Ham, the third son of Noach, he saw his father drunk and so on. And he basically, there are two versions of exactly what happened. One version says that Ham castrated Noach. And the other version says that Ham actually raped Noach, his father. But whatever case it is, he left his father in disgrace inside of the tent. And then when he left the tent, he told his other two brothers, hey, go look what dad is doing, whatever. So Shem and Yafes, the other two children, the Torah says, they took a blanket and they walked backwards. And they were looking actually backwards. They did not want to see their father disgraced and so on. And they covered his father, their father. And the Torah says, in Hebrew, Erev Asavim Leirau, the nakedness of their father they did not see. This is what the Torah says. Then when Noach wakes up, he realizes what happened to him and he blesses Shem and Yafes and he curses Noach and his descendants and so on. Ham and his descendants and so on. This is the story. Now, there's a very simple question. Why does the Torah say that they did not see, Shem and Yafes did not see the nakedness of their father? They were working backwards and their face was actually turned backwards. Of course they did not see. So why does the Torah add they didn't see? In order to understand this question, there's a teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement, not directly related to this story, but we're going to use that teaching in order to understand the story. The Baal Shem Tov says that when somebody sees something bad on somebody else, like an evil behavior, an evil deed, and so on, in somebody else, that's a proof that you have it yourself. It is like a mirror. When you look in the mirror, if the face you see reflected in the mirror is dirty, it's because your face is dirty. If it's clean, it's because your face is clean, and so on. The other one, it's a mirror of yourself. This is the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. The question is why? What's the proof that because I saw something evil in somebody else, that the proof that I have it? Why? Maybe the other one is a bad person and I'm not. The answer is that since a person loves himself, herself, and so on, it's a natural thing not to see your own faults. So God makes this, you know, this turnaround method system in which you see your own faults on somebody else, and that's the way you can actually realize when you start thinking about yourself that you actually have the same thing, maybe in a subtle way, but whatever case, you have the same thing the other one has. However, like we can go further on this. Why? Why? It could be that I saw something evil in somebody else in order to help that person improve, in order to admonish the person in a proper way, in a peaceful way, and so on. But the point is, I saw somebody else doing something evil because I have to do something about it. I have to help this person leave that evil way, and so on. What's the proof that I also have that evil that I saw in the other one? The explanation for this is that there are two ways in which you can actually see somebody else. When you see somebody else doing something bad, you have two options. Option number one is see the situation. God presented you with that situation. And you can think, what can I do in order to help this person improve his ways and so on? The second option is to judge the person and say, "Ay, what an animal, what a terrible thing, look at this evil person," and so on. If your attitude, your focus, your emphasis on the other one's deed is, what can I do to improve this person, to help this person? So you're right. It's not a proof that the evil thing that you saw in the other person, you have it also. That's not a proof. Actually, you saw it in order to help the person. But if you decide to focus yourself, if your emphasis on the actions of the other person is, I, what an animal, what an evil person, and so on. You decide to focus on the bad, on the evil. That's a proof you have it yourself. Because you would not see it in yourself. Therefore, God showed you in somebody else in order for you to learn and so on. Now, let's go back to Japheth, Shem, and Ham. Ham, when he saw his father drunk in the tent, disgrace and so on, he saw this. He was focusing on the bad behavior of his father, and he decided to go do something about it. And he, whatever the case, castrated, raped, and so on. But Shem and Japheth, they did not want to see, not physically, not spiritually, the evil, the bad in their father. And they walked backwards, with their face backwards, not to see physically what their father was, disgraced, and so on. And furthermore, says the Torah, not even spiritually, they did not see the nakedness of their father. They were not focusing on the evil that their father just passed through and so on. They covered them. They were looking for, what can I do to help, etc., and so on. And this is a timeless, so to speak, teaching lesson for every single human being in the face of the earth. When you see somebody else, what do you see? Do you see, how can I help in this situation? Or you see how bad the other person is? That's your decision. And according to your decision, that's a proof whether you have that thing or you don't.